was not so long ago, just before it drained. I laid me down and closed my eyes to the shining sun. I remember low and blow down upon the plains. All the sight was clean and bright, and the children were having fun. Now the ducks won't stop them. I tried to shut them up with meat, but it's all the same. The sky is kind of gray and dark. Your mama calls for a hand. I hide upstairs and the children.
Yeah. Thank you. be attempted. If nylon trional, imagine something overlap checkered twilight on the wall. On the wall.
Smells. my sexual desire. You are another to stop your sexual desire. Flash, love, breath, smells. Flash, love, breath, smells. I was another to stop my sexual desire. Now it's cold, baby, you know it's time to turn me on. Now it's cold, baby, you know it's time to turn me on. Now it's cold, baby, you know it's time to turn me on. Now it's cold, baby, you know it's time to turn me on.
Sexual. Sexual.
City, in a blur of stone facades, broken by flashes of white light, fractured by rivulets of water running up and down the windows. Nothing was clear. Except that the big bad city isn't so bad as the fashion magazines would like it to be. Maybe it used to be. or maybe it never was. It was a velour-lined English taxi, one of those dove-gray wombs. No, it wasn't. It couldn't have been. It had to be a four-door Mercedes sedan. Cold, hard, plastic covers on the seat. Moving fast through wet street, assaulted from all directions by glare, searing cold flashes in the unknown darkness. She retreated into the seat, shrink-wrapped in artificial intelligence, to observe the sensation of leaden fatalism as it spread itself like a drug through her body. On the other side of the car, a man stared morosely into the water on the window. He mumbled something about his girlfriend never having treated him that way before. Sometimes the worm turns. Is that fortunate for the worm? Maybe. He wondered aloud why he felt nothing in his heart. Whether to play the tormented master or the suffering slave, the burning question in the hackneyed drama of love. Martyrs fervently pursuing a place on the rack won't settle for less until they have their fill of it, until they've satisfied the appetite for damage. It is ridiculous. The laws of probability posit that there is likely to be a molecule from Caesar's last gasp in any breath we take. So I guess it's safe to assume there was the odd photon or two of moonlight banging about in the back seat of that cab.
Reflection.
But for the most part, the light was incandescent,
on the windows,
fluorescent, and neon, an eerie gray light, punctured by landmine flashes that illuminated a thin profile, shivering. His eyelids were too heavy for him, the head unsteady on its neck. Spine, deserted by the muscles, having a hard time holding up the skull, able to do so only by balancing it at the top of the vertebrae column, like a Chinese acrobat balances a large earthenware urn on its forehead. It occurred to her that if the neck lost its balance, his head would fall off. This she thought would be interesting. She waited for it. Stopped. Take a jar of syrup out of the fridge. Turn it upside down. Slowly, the syrup moves down the bottle towards the lip, where it builds behind the ring of crystals encrusted there. The lump swells until it reaches the weight required to push it over the edge in quantities far greater than desired. It dumps fast and heavy onto what it was intended to sweeten,
streets
turning the whole to a sticky mess. Time was like that, or maybe it wasn't. But it slowed to a crawl and yet continued to move on. The taxi was stopped. Robotics. She lifted the right hand and directed it to travel out into the void between them. The hand hesitated, daring to accuse her of manipulative cunning. Then, reluctantly, it did as ordered. She watched it move through space. A lunar vehicle, it came to rest on the left side of his head. Then, faithful little servant that it was, how could she have considered cutting it off? It sent back the following sense data. The hair is extremely fine, making overall a soft surface. Dry, cool, pleasant. The touch was not affected. Far from conveying warmth, it was as remote, as pale, as lifeless as its object. He leaned across the chasm, his head moving towards her until his lips landed gently on the bone line of her cheek. Attic marble in the British Museum. A kiss inarticulate, and a lie in its chastity.